Chazal say that every Jew has a different appearance on Shabbos. Chazal are on the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayivarech Oseh, Vayikadosh Oseh, Hashem blessed Shabbos, Hashem made Shabbos holy. Chazal explain, Hashem blessed Shabbos, Vayivarech Oseh, be'or panav shel adam, with the light of a person's countenance. Vayikadosh Oseh, made Shabbos holy, be'or panav shel adam, with the light of a person's countenance. And Chazal say the light of a person's face during the week is different than the light of his face on Shabbos. He simply appears differently. That's the effect that the Ruchnius of Shabbos has on a person, on every person, every Jew. Just as by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were redefined into an Am Kaddish. They got a new name. They were a new people. They were a new nation through the acceptance of the Torah. And on Shabbos as well, through reflecting Malchus Shemayim, through being a vehicle that transmits Hashem's presence onto this world, each and every single Jew's face shines differently on Shabbos than during the week. It's more intense, it's more powerful, and it's the awesome power of Hashem's presence that rests upon each of us on Shabbos, shining through. Imagine if we could see that. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Rav Yehuda ben Eloi would bathe Erev Shabbos and would clothe himself in white clothing, and he would wear his white talus, and his appearance would be as of an angel of Hashem, Kamalach Hashem Tzvakos. But Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains that was only Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, Rav Yehuda ben Eloi resembled an angel of Hashem, but his appearance on Shabbos itself, that was a reflection of Kvod Shemayim. That was a reflection of the Shekhinah. And the light was a light that resembled the Karnei Hoid, the light that emanated from Moshe Rabbeinu's face, which was a light that was coming from Kvod Hashem. He quotes the Rambam's father in Igeres HaNechama, who explains the concept of Karnei Hoid that way, that it's somehow a fraction or a reflection of Kvod Shemayim. And that was the shine on Rav Yehuda ben Eloi's face on Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, he resembled an angel. But on Shabbos itself, it was a much higher level. On Friday night, we sing the Zemer of Shalom Aleichem. And we begin with Shalom Aleichem, Malach Hasharis. We invite the Malachim in. Baruchem L'Shalom, we tell them to come in. We ask them to bless us. And then we politely ask them to leave. Tzeischem L'Shalom. Now, it must have bothered everybody. Why are we asking the Malachim to leave? I mean, if we're inviting them in, we might as well have them there. Why not let them stay? I mean, their presence can only be good. So the Chafetz Chaim would say that we're inviting in the Shabbos Malachim, and we're asking the weekday Malachim to leave, because every Jew always has angels accompanying him. There are angels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assigns to each Jew, and there are weekday Malachim and there's Shabbos Malachim. So we're inviting the Shabbos Malachim in, and we're saying the weekday Malachim that, you know, you can go now and see you on Sunday. But perhaps Rav Shimshon says that the pshat is that the Shabbos table is so holy when it's conducted properly, obviously. It has the level of holiness that is a me'ain. It's somewhat like the holiness that was reflected in the Beis HaMikdash, in the holiest of places, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Medrash explains, it says, V'chol adam la'yia ba'ayel mayid, that no person could be in the Ayel Mayid during the when he brought the Keteris, when Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris on Yom Kippur. And Medrash says that means angels too. No one, now no being could be there. And the way it's understood is that a makam hashoras hashchina, when the Shekhinah comes to settle on this world, the angels have no place there either. Klal Yisrael does. And likewise, there is a measure of hashoras hashchina by the Suda Shabbos that it's can reach a level of intensity and of holiness that the angels aren't meant to be there. It's a place for Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu.